to Jordan now, where journalists have begun protesting against government censorship of the media. Earlier this week, some 200 writers and reporters demonstrated not far from the headquarters of the kingdom's largest newspaper, and there was a similar protest just yesterday. They're complaining that the government talks a good line about press freedom, but that Jordanian intelligence punishes journalists who speak critically of the monarchy. Among the journalists who took part in this week's protest is Amer Smadi. He's a radio anchor for the Jordan Radio and Television Corporation. Welcome to the program, Mr. Smadi.
Yes, hi, Robert. How are you?
Fine. And how would you describe, first, the limitations on Jordanian news media? What is it that you either cannot report on or that to do so would put you at risk?
Well, in fact, some subjects you cannot even talk about them, like the army, for instance, security forces, the king, the royal family. And there is people working for the security agencies controlling all newspapers, all radios, all TV stations in the country. I mean, many times you cannot discuss subjects and you don't know even why. All of a sudden, somebody would tell you something from above.
That is something that a journalist would experience working in Jordan. The word would come down and you'd be told, we're not going to do anything about this story. It would be wrong for us to do that. It would be dangerous for us to do that.
Well, in fact, not every time they tell you this. Sometimes for our colleagues who are working with the newspaper, they write what they want and they leave it there and go home and they doesn't find it the next morning in the newspaper, unless there's something very strong and the security agencies will ask you directly. They will bring you to their offices and tell you you don't have the right to say this, or we will fire you from your job. We will fire your wife, your father, your sister, somebody else.
Amer Smadi, a few weeks ago when the eyes of the world were fixed on Cairo and what was happening in Egypt, which resulted in the ouster of President Mubarak. How did the Jordanian media do in covering that? And did Jordanians turn to Jordanian media, or were they looking at other news sources to find out what was going on?
Well, at the beginning, the Jordanian media were conservative about this. But when time came to an end for Hosni Mubarak, they start talking about that.
Can Jordanians watch Al Jazeera on television?
Oh, yes, of course. The most famous channel in Jordan is Al Jazeera.
So it would be, that's a challenge. If a cable channel is available for people to watch coverage that's pretty open, it would be pretty hard for competing television channels to not report on such things openly.
Yes, in fact, the percentage of people who are watching really Jordan television is less than 10%. And this is a big channel for the government. They are trying to raise the percentage of people who are watching the national television. They start just 2 weeks ago tackling some hot subjects, but there are still subjects nobody can talk about.
How important were this week's protests by Jordanian journalists?
Well, in fact, this week was very important, and there was a turning point, in fact. For the first time, media people gathered together asking for reforms, asking for more freedom. And we were joined by the Minister of Information, and he said exactly what we want.
You've spoken of a turning point for the media in Jordan. Do you think you're making gains and that they are solid, or is it very possible that there could be a crackdown and everything would go back to the way it's been?
Well, this is what we hope, but nobody knows what might happen within 3 months or 6 months. I might go to jail. I might be fired. You know, I don't know, within 2-3 months.
Well, Amer Smadi, thank you very much for talking with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Robert. Nice talking to you.
So Amer Smadi speaking to us from Amman in Jordan, where he is a radio anchor for the Jordan Radio and Television Corporation.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.